USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Infrastructure is stalled in the Senate. A procedural vote to move infrastructure forward failed to hit a 60-vote threshold. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer scheduling the vote to open debate on a framework for an infrastructure bill, but many Republicans said they want to wait for the actual bill to be presented. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy is laying into Speaker Nancy Pelosi for refusing to let two Republicans serve on a panel investigating the Capitol attack.
House Democrats must answer this question. Why are you allowing a lame duck speaker to destroy this institution? This is the people's house, not Pelosi's house.
Pelosi saying Representatives Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio won't be allowed to serve on the panel. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday rejected two of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's picks for the January 6th committee. Pelosi made it clear she will not allow Congressman Jim Jordan and Jim Banks to serve on the committee, Banks criticizing Pelosi's decision on Wednesday.
The American people demand that their leaders step up to make sure that it never happens again. But we all know that this is an exercise in politics. It's not an exercise in finding the facts, and that's what's unfortunate about the speaker's move.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the final withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan is on track for completion by the end of next month.
The president has made a decision that we're going to get it done, and we're going to get it done right.
Austin adding that your tax dollars will continue to support Afghan security forces. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Wednesday, the Dow rising 286 points, the close at 34,798. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Larry Elder is suing California over his ballot exclusion in the recall election of Governor Gavin Newsom.
The 2021 California gubernatorial recall election is an upcoming special election to recall Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. The election will be on September 14th. Republican candidate Larry Elder on Fox News is claiming the California Secretary of State has denied his name to be included on the ballot, and lawsuits are flying.
I didn't redact something that should have been redacted, or redacted something that shouldn't have been redacted. I'm not quite sure which it is. All I know is that there's a provision that allows the Secretary of State to correct any minor discrepancy, and she elected not to do it. And that is why I believe that I was targeted. Now, a lot of people have asked me, was this racism? Now, you know me for a long time. I don't play that. And what I said is, it's not racism. It's fascism. It's Larry Elder, because they know that I'm the guy who can take this guy down.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
The Senate is taking up immigration reform days after a federal judge in Texas blocked new applicants to a program that shields illegal immigrants from deportation. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the nation's farmers need help now because there's a worker shortage.
There are numerous examples of situations where requests were made for U.S. workers to work in these difficult jobs with very little response, if any.
Vilsack testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.